Hold My Hand, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. The whole mountain trip goes a bit sideways. None of it is quite what Jiaolin expected, that's for sure. But it all works out and Wang Chung gets a whole, mostly unharmed boyfriend out of it. So that's good, probably. Jiaolin ends up with a passed out Shen Wei, apparently, which is less good. Well, not at the same time as Wang Chung gets her boyfriend. Shen Wei passing out happens like almost a day later, when they're celebrating. Or more like not able to quite get out of being roped into this whole brotherly drinking session. At least Shen Wei passing out gets her out of drinking anymore. She gives the rest of the guys a slightly panicked look because, well, it's Shen Wei and they're passed out after one drink. That's not normal, is it? But Shen Wei seems fine. Their breathing and their pulse is fine. They're just passed out. Once Jiaolin is alone with Shen Wei in their room, they have a room together. She thinks she must have seemed really worried because Chu Shouji had actually volunteered to haul Shen Wei in here. He'd looked all grumpy doing it, but he had offered without any prompting at all. The IV might be overkill. Jiaolin didn't put that in. That was all Lin Jing, because Jiaolin is slightly tipsy and it would have been a bad idea for her to do it. But passing out after one drink is not normal, and Jiaolin didn't quite know what else to do. Maybe Shen Wei was just tired. It had been a stressful few days. Anyway, IV it is, just in case. Keep them nice and hydrated. Okay, Jiaolin is tired and the adrenaline rush is fading and she's maybe feeling a bit out of balance. Her thoughts feel a bit weird. She pats Shen Wei's hand and then takes it in both of hers. You scared me, she whispers at them, knowing that they won't hear. Then she realizes that Shen Wei's hand feels very cold in hers. She looks around for a bit, but they're sadly low on blankets. That's what you get for shoving a bunch of surprise visitors in a place that isn't really meant to accommodate visitors. She grabs Shen Wei's jacket. Well, technically it's her jacket, but she gave it to Shen Wei, didn't she? So it's Shen Wei's now. She is about to place it over Shen Wei when the smell catches her. She lifts it closer to her face and scrunches her nose. Yeah, that's the same pungent smell from those monsters. Something rotting and sharp, and she really isn't covering Shen Wei with that. She lowers the jacket into her lap, thinking about how exactly Shen Wei would have gotten monster blood on their jacket. Her brain is not at its best tonight, and it takes a moment for her to go through the events and then reach some conclusions she's not entirely sure about. She stares at Shen Wei's sleeping face, trying to see it. It feels less impossible than Jiaolin might want. She throws the jacket away, and then hesitates for a moment before climbing in next to Shen Wei and half-draping herself over them. She'll just have to keep them warm with her own body heat. If she's right. Well, a small chill might not bother Shen Wei quite as much as she thought it would. She has no idea how exactly she feels about any of this. She definitely has some questions for Shen Wei. But she's still not letting go. They're stuck with her now. Jiaolin wakes up to Shen Wei slowly stroking her hair, which feels kind of nice and she wouldn't mind staying here just like this for a while longer. But the bed isn't exactly comfortable and Jiaolin remembers with a sudden jolt that she has a whole bunch of questions to ask. Or maybe just one question in particular. She pushes herself up so she can look at Shen Wei. They look fine. Are you okay? She asks anyway, because she needs to hear them actually say it. Yes, I'm perfectly fine, Shen Wei says, pushing themselves up to a sitting position. Jiaolin scrambles a bit until she's sitting next to them and reaches for their arm. Let me get that out, she says, meaning the IV. Shen Wei smiles a little and lets her take their arm. Jolene's hands shake just a bit, and she has to take a long breath to steady herself first. At least taking the IV out isn't exactly complicated. Are you sure? You scared me, you know. People don't usually pass out after one drink, she says. She might let the tremor in her voice come out a bit more obvious than she needs to, but it's not... She's not exactly pretending. I didn't mean to worry you, Jolene. I'm sorry. Shunwei says, sounding ashamed. Jolene feels a sharp bite of guilt and shakes it off. Alcohol isn't really suited to me, they say quietly, ducking their head. No kidding, Jolene thinks. She leans in against them, taking their hand in hers. Is that a you thing or a Desingren thing? And are there more allergies or whatever I should know about? She can feel the way Shunwei stiffens at her words. She hears the sudden sharp inhale. She goes on like she hasn't noticed anything. I just really don't want anything like this to happen again accidentally. For a moment I thought... Jolene's voice trembles and she cuts herself off, not quite finishing the sentence. She's still not lying, even if she isn't quite that distressed anymore. I don't, Shunwei says, clearly floundering. They swallow and then say, very quietly, you don't need to worry about me, Jolene. That's not an answer at all, Jolene thinks and huffs. But I'm going to. Don't tell me you didn't have that drink in my stead because you were worried about me, Jolene accuses. And maybe for a good reason. Jolene is almost back to normal, but she doesn't think she'd have been up for a bout of any heavy drinking. But that doesn't mean Shunwei should do something harmful to themselves just to spare Jolene. That was stupid, Shunwei, Jolene says, anger bleeding into her voice. It makes Shunwei stiffen again. Jolene takes a deep breath and presses a small kiss against Shunwei's cheek. So, you're just going to tell me about every allergy or Desingren incompatibility with anything? She waves her free hand around for a moment before letting it fall down. So I at least know what to keep an eye out for, and so you don't scare me shitless again, Jolene declares firmly. Shunwei is looking at her with this deer-in-the-headlights expression, like they can't quite look away. Well, she doesn't really need more confirmation for the Desingren thing, then. That's plenty of answer right there. She pecks them quickly on the lips. Shunwei blinks, long eyelashes fluttering. Jolene gentles her voice into something soft, and before they quite have time to recover asks, is it okay for me to still call you, hey, Lago? I don't want to keep calling you something that makes you uncomfortable. Shunwei's breath catches, their eyes widening. Well, she wasn't wrong about that either, it seems. It does make so much sense in retrospect. Shunwei tries to cover for that reaction, letting their eyes widen further and asking, why would you call me? Jolene lifts her hand and presses it against Shunwei's lips. Don't, she says shortly. Please don't lie to me, Shunwei. If you don't want to tell me the truth, fine, but at least don't lie to me. Jolene takes a few deep breaths, telling herself to stay calm. Shunwei keeps looking at her, and Jolene isn't at all sure what that look in their eyes means. Slowly, she pulls her hand away. There's another beat of silence before Shunwei opens their mouth. You're angry at me, they say quietly. Jolene huffs and lifts Shunwei's hand, moving it into her own lap and covering it with her other hand as well. A little bit, yeah. But I'm not planning on letting go of you, so you'll just have to deal with that, she says as calmly as she can manage. That makes Shunwei blink several times. So, how about telling me the truth, hey, Lager? She says pointedly. It makes Shunwei flinch, And maybe she'd been looking for that reaction, because yeah, she is a bit pissed. But all it does is make Jaulan feel guilty. Really? Tell me if I shouldn't call you that, she adds far more softly. Only silence seems to follow her words. Shunwei swallows and then, with what looks like effort, finally opens their mouth. It's fine. I don't mind. Their eyes meet Jaulan's, and she's not entirely sure what they see on her face. A heartbeat later, Shunwei ducks their head and says, so softly Jaulan has to strain a bit to make sense of the words, I like it. Jaulan takes a deep breath and tries to let go of her lingering anger. She can't really blame Shunwei for not immediately trusting her with all their secrets. Jaulan doesn't have the best track record when it comes to her attitude towards Di Xingren, and as much as that might have changed recently, she thought Shunwei trusted her. She doesn't quite manage to shake all of the annoyance, but she leans in and brushes a kiss against Shunwei's cheek. Thank you, she says. Then she leans back a bit and sighs, before letting go of Shunwei's hand and standing up. We should probably go see if everyone else is awake. I'm more than ready to get out of here. Shunwei hesitates for a moment, looking at Jaulan like they aren't entirely sure what just happened. Jaulan gives them a tight little smile. No, she hasn't quite managed to forget all of her annoyance. We'll talk once we're both feeling less. Instead of finishing the sentence, she just waves a hand impatiently. And it's probably a conversation we should have at home anyway, she adds. Shunwei looks at her for a moment longer, their features settling into that calm, pleasant expression Professor Shun usually wears. They stand up from the bed. Very well, Jaulan, Shunwei agrees. It kind of hurts. More than Jaulan thought it would. The trip back home is uncomfortable. Jaulan sort of feels bad about subjecting Shunwei's students to this whole atmosphere, but she's not going to go ride in the other car, because Shunwei isn't there. And uncomfortable or not, she's going to stick with Shunwei. They both sit in the back seat. Shunwei is all stiff-backed and looking kind of awkward. Jaulan wants to snuggle up to them and maybe fall asleep like she'd done when they'd been going the other way. She's not entirely sure she should right now. Instead, she tries to make herself comfortable leaning back in her seat. She's not really tired either, which is a change from the last few days. Of course, that has to happen now, that she wouldn't mind passing her time by sleeping. Maybe it's just that this tension between them is making her jittery, and it's not exactly the mood for sleeping. She stares out the window instead, which sort of feels like she's sulking, but whatever. She asks one of the kids to turn on the radio and try to find some music. It's better than the uncomfortable silence. She really wouldn't mind the other two talking between themselves, but apparently her and Shunwei's silence is making them quiet too. She doesn't much feel like thinking of anything to say to the kids, and it's awkward to try to talk to them from the back seat anyway. Especially when the gravel keeps crunching loudly under the tires. She'd probably have to yell or something. At some point, Jaulan reaches her hand towards Shunwei, settling it somewhere between them. She glances at Shunwei quickly, and then turns her gaze back to the passing scenery. A few heartbeats later, Shunwei's hand settles against hers, their fingers tentatively wrapping around Jaulan's hand. Jaulan squeezes the hand back quietly and keeps looking outside. It feels like a long way home. Eventually, they both get home, at the same time even, because Jaulan decides that her bunch can manage to take themselves to the SID and manage from there entirely on their own. It's not like anyone needs to do much more than go home. So she just hangs around Shunwei until they get home. Now they're both standing sort of awkwardly in the corridor outside their respective apartments. Shen Wei isn't quite looking at her. She really doesn't want to go inside alone. I need to take a shower, Jialin says. It sounds weird when it's out there. Can I come over after that? She asks, and for a moment she genuinely isn't sure how Shen Wei will answer. Shen Wei startles a little, finally meeting her eyes. There's this quietly shocked look on their face. Their eyes are all round as they stare at Jialin. Of course, if you want to. They say like there's no question about Jialin's welcome. Like maybe Shen Wei had thought Jialin wouldn't want to. Idiot, Jialin thinks fondly. She grabs their hand quickly, squeezing it once and smiling at them. I'll be over later then, she says. She brushes a thumb over their knuckles, reluctant to actually let go. But she really does need to take a shower at least, because she hasn't had one in days and she feels like she smells by this point. The monsters really hadn't helped. And maybe she needs a moment alone to gather her thoughts. Why is it that the shower always seems to make it easier to order her thoughts? It's kind of weird, isn't it? She wants to hurry and get back to Shen Wei already, but instead, she just stands there, her head bent down and lets the warm water fall down on her. Is it really any wonder that Shen Wei didn't tell her the truth? They didn't know her at first and then, well, it's not like they've known each other for all that long still. Sure, there seemed to be an instant connection between them, and Shen Wei finding her bleeding in her bathroom had brought them a whole lot closer. Maybe it's the intimacy that had created between them that makes it so painful to think that Shen Wei hadn't trusted her with this. But that had been only days ago, so she's being kind of ridiculous. But Jialin had let them in on that secret of hers. Even if she hadn't meant to at all, even if it isn't really a secret, even if it's not something she should even care about, somehow it still feels like a big thing. It's stupid and she still doesn't quite know how she feels about any of it, about the abortion. Mostly, she's just been avoiding thinking about it, waiting for it to settle back into the same non-importance that it had had before she actually did the deed. It hadn't been her choice to tell Shen Wei, but she trusts Shen Wei not to tell anyone. A few heartbeats pass before that thought runs through her brain again, slower this time. Oh, she hadn't chosen to tell Shen Wei, and she trusts Shen Wei to keep her secrets. Like Shen Wei does her. Right then. Maybe it's not exactly the same thing, but, well, maybe it's close enough. She gets out of the shower a while later, drying herself off perfunctorily before pulling on some mostly fresh clothes. She rakes her hand through her short, damp hair and looks at herself in the mirror. For a moment she thinks that she should dress herself up a bit, dry her hair better, maybe put on some makeup. She huffs and shakes her head. Shen Wei has certainly seen her looking worse than this and she doesn't want to stay here stressing about her looks when she could be spending her time with Shen Wei instead. The walk over to Shen Wei's door feels nerve-wracking suddenly. Maybe Shen Wei has changed their mind. Maybe they'd actually prefer it if Jialin stayed away. Maybe Jialin ruined everything by being all angry about something she really doesn't have much right to be angry about. Shen Wei opens the door before she even knocks, like they'd been waiting for her. It looks like Shen Wei might have showered too. They're in pressed slacks and a somewhat cozy-looking light grey sweater, and Jialin really wants to just reach out and touch. She notices that, unlike her own hair, Shen Wei's is entirely dry. They aren't wearing glasses. After a moment of just looking each other up and down, Shen Wei says, "Come inside, Jialin." Inexplicably, Jialin's heart kind of skips a beat at that. She smiles at them and walks inside their home. It's not like she hasn't been there before, with an invitation and everything, Not just when she and Da Qing snuck inside. Oh, there's another thing she hasn't quite told Shen Wei about. Are you hungry, Jian Lan? I can make us... Shen Wei starts to say. They don't seem nervous exactly, but clearly still a bit uncomfortable. Jian Lan steps closer, interrupting them by grabbing their wrist. You can cook later, just... Are you angry at me, Shen Wei? She asks, her voice coming out so very small. She didn't quite mean to sound like that. Shen Wei stops and stares at her. She smiles tentatively at them. Why would I? They ask, letting the words trail off into silence. Well, just a bit annoyed then. It's fine, I'm sure we'll both get over it, she says, her smile growing a bit firmer. Then she takes another step, which really means she walks right into Shen Wei's chest. Shen Wei makes a small noise that might be a surprise, but the hand comes up to settle against Jianlan's lower back, and Jianlan lets go of Shen Wei's wrist, so she can wrap both of her arms around them. Will you tell me about Hei Bao Shu and stuff now? She asks, trying to keep her voice light. Jianlan, Shen Wei says, and they manage to pack something far too complicated into that tone of voice. It has to be a bit lonely, right? No one knowing who you are, she says gently. Then it occurs to her to actually wonder about that, and she asks, mostly just curious, does someone know about it? Not really, Shen Wei says a bit hesitantly. I've never told anyone, they add. They hadn't told Jianlan either. It still stings a bit, that thought, but Jianlan tries her best to ignore it. So, will you tell me about it? She asks again, pulling back from their arms enough that she can look at their face. Shen Wei swallows visibly, and then hesitates for a moment, their mouth slightly open. There are things I can't tell you, Jianlan. They say carefully, looking like they're expecting Jianlan to be upset. Jianlan takes a slow, deep breath, and then leans in to brush a kiss against Shen Wei's cheek. But you can tell me some things, she says firmly. Yes, Shen Wei agrees quietly. Their lips quirk up in a very small smile that feels more real than all the polite ones Professor Shen tends to give people. I can do that. Jianlan hugs them a bit tighter, settling her head against their shoulder. Just don't get too annoyed at me when I can't stop crying, she mumbles quietly. Never, Shen Wei says, their voice a bit unsteady. It's probably not completely true, but it's good enough. The end.